Hi, this week the question is this. Was the current coronavirus pandemic predicted in the Bible? We're living in very interesting times right now. Currently, the coronavirus pandemic has disrupted our lives in ways we could never have imagined earlier this year. The question before us is simply this. Did the Bible predict this coronavirus outbreak? Why is this question even being asked? Because of the following passage of Scripture. In Matthew 24, verse 6, the Bible says, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows." In verse 7, Jesus mentions pestilences. This means plagues, epidemics, viruses, and diseases. Some people believe that what we're seeing happening in the United States right now is a fulfillment of this prophecy which Jesus gave about pestilences or the outbreak of diseases and epidemics. So the question we're asking is this, is this true? Did Jesus predict the current outbreak of coronavirus, which we're now experiencing? Is Matthew 24, verse 7, a prediction of the current events? The answer to this question is simply no. And with confidence, I assure you the current outbreak is not the focus of Matthew 24, verse 7. Let me explain why. If you will take the time to read the entire chapter of Matthew 24, you will see two questions are being asked by the Lord's disciples. In verse 2, Jesus predicted the destruction of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. In verse 3, the Lord's disciples asked two questions. When will these things be? In other words, when will the temple be destroyed? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? When Jesus begins to respond to these questions, he begins by telling the disciples about signs which are not really signs at all. Now think about this. Signs that are not signs of anything. In verse 4, Jesus said, "Take heed that no one deceives you." In other words, there will be some people who come along and will point to some current events, and they will use these current events to scare people into thinking that the end has arrived. And Jesus said, don't believe it. He's saying, don't let these people deceive you with things that are signs of nothing. Listen to verses 6 and 8 again. "You will hear of wars and rumors of war. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." Here's an entire list of things that deceivers will point to in order to try to deceive people. They will point to wars and rumors of wars. They will point to one nation rising against another nation. And they will point to famines, pestilences, or pandemics, and earthquakes. Did you notice what Jesus said? He said, the end is not yet. He said again in verse 8, these are the beginning of sorrows. In other words, these signs are not signs of anything unusual about to happen. Jesus is simply saying that all these things, wars and famines, pandemics, earthquakes, they're the normal occurrences of life on earth. These things have occurred throughout history and will continue to occur, and they point to nothing. Don't let anyone deceive you into thinking the end is here and you can expect the Lord's return at any moment. In verses 43 and 44, Jesus said that he will return like a thief in the night at a time when men are not expecting it. He said in verse 36 that no one except God knows the time of his return. In verse 42, Jesus said, "Watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming." No one is able to predict the end of the world. No one knows when that will happen except God. So what lesson can we learn from all of this? we should learn that the Lord is going to return when people are least expecting it. And therefore, we should be constantly serving the Lord and working for Him in order that when the time comes, we will be ready for Him. The Lord knew that if people knew exactly when He was coming, some would wait until the last minute to obey Him and serve Him. And He doesn't want us waiting till the last minute. He wants us serving Him constantly, always. Nor does the Lord want people fretting every time there's a pandemic. Earthquakes, famines, and pandemics don't mean the Lord is about to return. These are things that happen throughout the course of history. The coronavirus is happening now. There will be another virus on some other day if the world lasts that long. My advice to everyone listening to this message is to obey the gospel now. Be baptized into the Lord Jesus Christ, Galatians 3, verse 27, and faithfully assemble with His church for which He died, Acts 20, verse 28, the church of Christ, Romans 16, 16. The fact of the matter is, one day, all of us will get sick and we're going to die, or we'll have an accident and die. And the day that each of us die, that will be the end of the world for us. And we don't know when that will happen, and so we always need to be watching and ready. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words, willofthelord.com. And there, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.